This is KTOO Public Media's Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host today, Scott Burton, and it's time for our monthly check-in with the Juneau Police Department. My guest today is Chief Ed Mercer. Chief Mercer, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott, for having me.
It's nice to have you here. Thanks for coming down through the rain and the darkness.
It's certainly dark out there. I could feel that, and the rain has been quite the event today.
Right, right. How's that translating to road safety, for example?
Well, unfortunately, not to really link what has happened over the last 24, 48 hours. We had a fatality accident that occurred on Egan Drive near 12th Street, where a pedestrian was crossing the street and he and his dog got killed by a vehicle. Probably most likely didn't see this person. They weren't well lit. They probably were not wearing light clothes. A lot of us wear dark clothes in Southeast Alaska, and we're really hard to see. And just coming into work this morning, we had a pretty nice accident, Egan inbound by Fred Myers. So people need to pay attention a little bit more with our darkness, and it's harder to see pedestrians and even sometimes vehicles, especially with these heavy rains that we're having now today.
Do you recommend wearing reflective vests if you're out walking?
Yeah, reflective vests and also a flashlight, to let people know you're there. And, I always go off of you put a lot of trust behind the person behind the wheel. So, making sure you're paying attention to them, making eye contact, especially if you're in a crosswalk, letting them know you're there. If you could see eye to eye, sometimes that cuts down on any sort of accidents that may happen where they're not paying attention. And just trying to make yourself more visible. And with vehicle traffic, sometimes we see these people driving around with no headlights in the middle of the night, just making sure your lights are on. And I know it's an easy mistake sometimes, but, if a pedestrian doesn't see those headlamps, certainly, it could be a bad recipe for disaster there.
Okay. What else are you guys thinking about at the station right now?
Well, one of the exciting events that's going to be coming up here on Thursday is that we were early on, we were approached by the United States Army, and they have a program called the U.S. Army Partnership for Youth Success, known as the PAYS program. And it is an enlistment option and a recruit initiative for the Army to provide to their personnel an opportunity for them to think about their future. And if they're thinking about going out to become a police officer or any other types of field, they could sign up for that. And in our case, we sign a memorandum of agreement with the PAYS program, and it hits the private industry, businesses, state and local, and gives them an opportunity and a guarantee for their soldiers to at least have an interview with those participating partnerships. For example, if somebody enlists in the military and the Army there and they want to have an interview with the Juneau Police Department, we're going to guarantee that they're going to get an interview with us. So it gives them an opportunity to open the door, interact with us. They'll still have to go through the recruitment process, but this gives them an opportunity to really see, do I want to work for the Juneau Police Department? I'm interested in law enforcement, and opens the door. So on the 12th at 1 p.m. at the Juneau Police Department, U.S. Army will sign a memorandum of agreement, and we will become a partner in the PAYS program. And I think that is going to open the doors for more people becoming interested in law enforcement. It's my understanding the Anchorage Police Department and the Anchorage Fire Department is doing this, and our local fire department also is going to be participating in this. So it's a win-win recruitment effort for us to be able to do this type of thing.
And I would guess if somebody's interested, they would learn about this as they go through the recruitment process with the U.S. Army?
So my understanding is when they're enlisting into the Army, the recruiter will ask them, are you interested and what are you interested in after you get done with your enlistment, and provide all these different varieties of jobs out there so that they could sign up for it. And once they get signed up for it, they're in the queue, so we could track them as a partner and go, well, they're up in 4 years. We could start interacting with them, or if they have questions, we could interact with them as well and prep them for when they get discharged from the military.
Okay. And speaking of recruitment, I know that's high on your guys' list right now. How's that going?
Well, it's my number one initiative. as far as recruitment and retention of our officers, ebbs and flows. Seems like we take a couple steps up and two or three steps back. We do lose people through attrition. As we sit right now, we're currently at eight vacancy officers for police officers. We also have struggles with our dispatchers as far as that goes. And we're currently down 3 to 4 dispatchers within our communication center as far as that goes. So it's a continuous effort. We are always that's one thing that all of my staff work hard on to try to, for one, market our police department, market our city as a place to want to live. And, you know, we make gangs, but sometimes small gangs.
What would be your message to somebody who's thinking about starting a career in the police department?
Well, first of all, it's a very rewarding career. Coming to the Juneau Police Department, it has so much to offer. The city of Juneau has so much to offer. We have so much culture within our community, so much outdoors. Even though it's not a very large city, it sometimes feels that way. And the police department offers that to our staff so they have mobility within the organization. They could go off and do specialty assignments. They could become a detective. They're not just a patrol officer. They could go out there and take on ancillary duties, be a field training officer. They could work as a bomb tech. They could do work in the drug unit. It's just a more variety than a lot of smaller agencies have to offer, and I think that's one of the selling points for coming to the Juneau Police Department. And, you know, like I said, it's a very rewarding job when you go out there and you want to serve and help people, and you know you're doing it within your own community.
Perhaps they will find you on social media. We were talking about what a tool that is, maybe for recruiting, but also for fighting crime these days. How's that fit in?
So we have our Facebook that we try to keep updated and let the public know what's going on, whether it be us looking for people that are wanted under warrants or maybe some sort of hazardous event that's happening in the community or a traffic accident along Egan Drive that one of the lanes are shut down. But most recently, we're using that tool more and more to try to help get the public's participation and help us locate individuals who are committing crimes in our community, have warrants out for them. And it seems to be pretty effective lately.
What's a good way for somebody to interact with social media, with Juneau, the Juneau Police Department social media?
Well, they could go on our Facebook and provide information as far as it goes. But if you want to stay under and not necessarily get your name out there, you could call the Juneau Crime Line. You could call our communication center 500 or 586-0600 and provide information to one of our dispatchers. We monitor our social media 24/7 for information coming in. We also get information from, Juneau Crime Line. That information is usually pretty timely, and we're looking and monitor that. So there's several different ways an individual could report information to us where they want to stay more anonymous.
Yeah, I notice you often have people of interest there on social media. So as you mentioned, you could call 586-0600. To communicate with that. It's the holiday season. What else are you thinking about?
Well, we're very proud of this event. It comes up every December, Shop with a Cop. We participate with our Alaska Police Officers Association, who hosts Shop with a Cop. I went out last year and had a great time where I was able to pick up a young child and go out and shop with them. And we take them out to our local businesses and shop for their family members, and they get presents. And we also provide meals for those families that are in need, that struggle. And just seeing a smile on those kids' face and seeing them be so happy and also think about not just themselves, thinking about their family when they're out there, because they're actually out there shopping for their family members, their mother, their father, their siblings, and those type of things. So that event will be coming up on December 22nd, Shop with a Cop, and it is hosted by the Alaska Peace Officers Association. So far this year, we have 16 police officers from the Juneau Police Department signed up. Alaska State Troopers participate with us. Department of Corrections also participate with us. So we go out there and do all those things. One of the most exciting things I think I saw on the kid I picked up last year is that we did a formation of police cars. We picked them up, went to Safeway. We got Coco. Santa Claus was there. Got pictures. And then when we took off from there, we were all in line with our lights and sirens taking them over to Fred Meyer's. A lot of people have never experienced that before, and they had nothing but smiles going, wow. You know, so it's a great event to make a kid's day, a family's day, especially providing, you know, boxes of food for all the fixins for Christmas and those type of things. And it wouldn't happen if it wasn't for donations. And if somebody out there wants to donate to APOA, they can. They could donate directly to the Juneau Police Department. And we have people there that are running and hosting that. So if they're interested, that event's coming up on the 22nd of December.
Yeah. And if somebody knows of a family or they are a family that wants to actually participate in this, what's the best way for them to sign up?
Well, they could get a hold of they could call us directly at the police department. We'll put them in contact with the individuals coordinating this event, and they're more than happy to put them to work and let them help out or also participate in an event. I could tell you that we get a lot of families nominated for this. And sometimes it's very difficult to sell one person from the other. You haven't been selected for this event. So our goal is to try to get as many individuals, if not all of them, so they could participate in this event.
So to participate in Chomp with a Cop, which is happening on December 22nd, call 586-0600?
Yeah, they could do that.
Okay.
And talk to a person who's in charge of that. We have several people within the police department they'll direct them to, and they'll tell them exactly what they need to do.
All right. Thinking about taking a not-so-fun ride in a police car, you mentioned drinking under the influence goes up during the holidays.
Absolutely. This year, 2018, we're seeing an increase in DWI arrests. Our officers are out there 24/7 looking for this. We get reports from the public. But we know during the holiday season, people tend to drink a little bit more. So unfortunately, expect to make more DWI arrests out there during the holiday season. And I really encourage people, if they're going to go out and have a good time, we never shy away from telling people, enjoy the holidays, but do it safely and don't put other people in jeopardy when you're out there. So if you're going to go out to the bars or if you're going to go out and drink, try to line up somebody to be a designated driver and be the responsible person in that and line that up. Find other means to get to and from where you're going to go drink. So I think this is nothing new. This is something we always encourage every year. We really don't want to arrest people for DWI, but people out there make bad decisions sometimes.
And the consequences are big, aren't they?
They are big, and not necessarily just being arrested and having to go through the criminal justice system. But if you think of it this way, I mean, I'm pretty sure that you drove to work. I drive to work every single day, and it's a privilege to be able to drive. Well, your license may be revoked or suspended for a period of time that will cause some hardship on you. You have to get to work. You have to drive family members to and from. You have to go to the grocery store. Those simple things we take for granted just by a bad decision one night is just not necessarily worth it. So the consequences could be quite high and not just affect you individually but affect your family.
Chief Mercer, we're kind of running out of time here. Is there anything else you want to mention to our listeners?
No, I just appreciate you guys having us on the show and sharing what's going on through the police department. And we wish everybody happy holidays out there and have a safe one.
All right. And for more information on Chomp with a Cop, which is December 22nd, call 586-0600. And you can probably find out a lot more information at the Juneau Police Department Facebook page. Chief Mercer, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.